At Cool Air Products, we developed AC Smart Seal Quick Shot with professionals in mind. It's the only product on the market that's 3-in-1, with sealant, lubricant, and UV dye all in a single application. It's non-toxic, non-flammable, 100% safe to the touch, eco-friendly, and compatible with all refrigerants. It's a safe solution option, backed by years of R&D, Intertech tested, and has sealed millions of leaks. AC Smart Seal, the professional's choice.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. So on this episode, we're going to talk about this epidemic we got going in North America, and that is theft of refrigerant for the purpose of huffing and theft of AC equipment and coils for the purpose of scrap copper to feed a habit. Now, this is a sad situation. It really, really is. And we got Jerry Myron on the podcast from Rector Seal. He's got an idea of why the huffing thing started. He's going to fill us in on that. We're also going to talk about theft prevention devices like AC Guard and Novent, which is a locking cap for refrigerant, which is a code in a lot of places. So listen up, guys. Pay attention. This is the HVAC Know-It-All Podcast. I'm your host, Gary McCready. This podcast is sponsored by Master, and one of the initiatives we're working on is putting together a PDF or a link or something where apprentices can go and ask questions. I'll check them out, and I'll answer these questions on social media, as many as I can within a month. So pretty cool stuff coming. Watch for that, guys. In the meantime, check out master.ca. This podcast is sponsored by Cintas, and they are a major player in the blue-collar uniform game, like we've talked about over the last year or so. So if you guys are looking to up your game in the blue-collar uniform sector, electricians, I mean plumbers, HVAC, refrigeration, anybody that's in the trades, check out cintas.com/HVAC know-it-all.
Welcome to the HVAC Know-It-All Podcast. Recorded from a basement somewhere in Toronto, Canada, your host and HVAC tech, Gary McCready, will take you on a deep dive into the industry, discussing all things HVAC, from storytelling to technical discussion. Enjoy the show.
What's up, Jerry? Glad to have you back. I think the last time we spoke, we were talking about surge protection, which is another important topic. And since we've talked, I've realized how many techs actually are recommending, not just like techs, not just companies that sell surge protection, because obviously they're going to recommend it. I mean, that's their business model. But the amount of technicians that get on and say, hey, listen, yeah, don't install anything without surge protection because of all these mini splits, VRF and stuff, they all have sensitive components inside, right? Electronics and expensive circuit boards and circuitry. I mean, I open up a VRF unit, like a Mitsubishi, and there's no mechanical moving parts, contactors, relays in there. It's just big circuit boards, and they're expensive.
That's
I mean, that was our last. How are things going on that front before we get going on this topic at hand right now?
It's going fantastic. Like you said, because of the higher technology that these things that are built into the equipment, that circuitry's become so much more sensitive to brownouts, surges, etc. So yeah, having a VRM, a voltage range monitor, and a surge protection, and with us having the only lifetime product replacement on surge protection, yeah, the sales have been going through the roof. And we did actually introduce a new product recently.
Oh, okay.
And that is having a surge protection, voltage range monitoring in one box, as well as a disconnect switch built into one box.
Yeah, I've seen it. I did a little demo on it. So that's a pretty cool device.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Cool.
Very excited about that one.
So, I mean, the topic at hand is actually, it's kind of trending, and it's not a good... It's trending up from what I read online, articles and stuff like that. And it's not a good trend. I mean, it's kind of a trend that we want to go on the decline. And let me say that there's a root problem, a root cause of this. It's not the root problem is not theft. That's kind of a byproduct of what's going on. But I'd like to talk about it with you. And you've offered your time to talk about it with me. And that is theft of a couple of things, an entire unit for the copper. because we all know that we can take scrap copper back to a metal recycling facility and they will pay us for that. Now, my thoughts here are, why are these recycling plants taking this copper from people that may or may not look like they even have a business and have scrap copper to begin with, right? Who knows?
Right.
I mean, they could do a little bit more digging on their end to make sure the copper is coming from a proper demo job. And then the other thing is theft of refrigerant for the purpose of huffing. Kids are doing this these days. Yeah. And I mean, it's crazy to me.
It really is. It's harmful. It's
horrible. Well, what are your, before I pulled up a couple of articles on theft of full systems, full air conditioning systems.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts on the whole, on the whole theft of AC systems and huffing refrigerant in general? Like, what are your thoughts on this?
So with the equipment, obviously it takes a bold person to steal an entire equipment, but it's so easy to do. Copper lines, not secured in any way. It's right there. The equipment's become a lot more advanced. So a person, perhaps a professional in the industry, is stealing it to use it on another, on a job that they will sell. But otherwise, like you said, it's recycling and there's no policing of what is being brought to a recycling. And that person who's doing the recycling, they don't care where it's coming from. For years, they didn't care with wiring or copper, like you said. But with the huffing, that's something altogether different. The stealing of the refrigerant.
Yeah, it's kind of scary that kids are getting into this. I mean, they can't get their hands on, or they don't have money to go out and purchase drugs, so they're hearing about huffing from whoever whoever they've heard it from. I don't know. I don't even know how this trend started to begin with. It seems
so. However, that trend started, and it could have been accidental, because I've heard of horrible accidents as well. But with the refrigerant, it is closing off the oxygen to the brain. And when that happens, it's that euphoria that they feel just before you die. That's what they want to experience. We've heard about people choking each other out to have that passing out, to experience that euphoria before you die. But their intent is, well, all we care about is having that get high feeling, that euphoria, and not worry about death. But with the refrigerants, it is so dangerous on what you're messing with. I mean, I have heard of accidents of having refrigerant that's leaking. A father had this for taking his kids, picking them up for camping. He was tired. It was the end of the work week. And he's a contractor. Refrigerant was a lot less expensive then. And he used his refrigerant to fill up the sleeping mattresses. He slept in one tent, his kids in the other, and one of his kids died in the other one because it leaked out the refrigerant. But then there are other people who just experience euphoria. The kids expand that knowledge on the internet. So, in fact, that's actually how it got it put into code, which I can tell you.
Yeah, you can tell me about that in a bit. And just to add to this euphoria thing, I remember being in grade 7 or 8. And after school, kids would, I don't know how they got, because there was no internet back then, or there was, but it was very, very, if you had the internet, it was on a computer, it was dial up. It took like 15 minutes just to connect to the internet. But I never got involved in this because I'm like, what in the world are these? They'd go behind the recreation center, behind the school, and they'd be choking each other out for exactly what you were saying. Right. And I'm like, and the people would actually be passing out and have to slap them in the face to bring them to wake them up. And I'm like, what in the world is going on here? Anyway, let's move on. So I have, I pulled up an article here and I just came over to the article, and this article is, it's from Windsor, Ontario. And there was a couple that went out, to the Dominican Republic for a holiday, and they were renovating a house. Okay. And they put in a new air conditioning system. And when they got back from holiday, the AC was gone. It wasn't there anymore. All right. Oh, and the people that stole it actually wrote a couple of notes with a Sharpie on the siding of the home. And it's actually kind of scary what what they wrote. The first note says, I'm just going to scroll to it here. It says, prime example, buy copper at $48 a pound. Okay, so they're basically taunting the homeowner, saying like they're going to get $4.80 a pound for the copper. Okay, whatever. That seems weird. But the next paragraph that they wrote on the siding is even stranger, and it speaks to the direct issue here, that like the underlying issue of what's going on behind these thefts. And I mean, it's not the greatest English, so when I read it, just bear with me. So this note says, give to your local panhandlers, because we are going to get that drug money one way or another. Think about it. Believe me, don't want to steal. We hate it. So pay a few bucks now, and then when you, us, or pay later, we are forced to steal from your car, home, wallets, purses, etc. Dope sick is like the worst, and we'll do anything not to be sick. So basically, they're stealing units to get the scrap copper money to go out and buy drugs. Right. This is the underlying issue. We have addicts that are hooked on drugs, and they will do it. They don't obviously have a job, so they'll just go out and steal from people, sell or trade their property or whatever off in order to get more drugs.
So a couple promo codes, guys. If you're going to order from True Tech Tools, you can save 8% with code KnowItAll at checkout. Mostly everything in the online store is available under that code. So use the code and save 8%. eMotorsDirect.ca, motors and motor accessories. If you want to save 8%, use code HVACKKnowItAll. Have the motors delivered to site, your front door, wherever you want. Use the code and get some savings. We've been talking about Wise Hire on the podcast for a little bit now. Reason being, it's very difficult to find bodies to work in the skilled trades. Not just skilled bodies, but just bodies in general. So Wise Hire's got a platform that helps with that. If you haven't tried it yet, you might want to try it if you're having trouble looking for employees. Wise Hire, you can create an ad very, very quickly, and they have experts that will optimize your ads to find the right people and have the best performance. So check out wisehire.com. Chirp is an automated way to stay in touch with your customers. We don't all have the time to pick up the phone and text or call a customer for things like, hey, maybe it's time to change your filter, check it out, or even Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday, something very nice and sweet like that the customer would really enjoy from their HVAC service provider. I mean, but more importantly, we have things like, hey, your maintenance is due. Schedule an appointment. Hey, we see your system is almost 20 years old. Is it still running okay? Are you looking to upgrade? Stuff like that. We keep in touch with our customers. You keep top of mind when it comes to service and replacement. So check out chirp.com.
So after reading that statement that they wrote on the wall, like, my question to you is, do you think drug addiction is the driving force behind theft of equipment and property in order to sell it to basically keep their habit going?
Yes. And that's easy to explain, because drug addiction leads to the desperation to get that money. What's easy to get is to steal that equipment. Many times they don't know what the value is, but they're going to steal it. They're going to find someone who does know the value. But because it's so accessible, a condensing unit on the ground, it's just very easy to steal. So yeah, drug addiction is the driving force of all theft.
Yeah. And to me, I think there could be some shady contractors out there in some places that are going out and stealing equipment, perhaps. I think if that's going on, that's very, very minimal. But I mean, because you're not going to be a contractor for very long if you're out there stealing equipment and putting it in. Eventually you'll get caught. So I think the majority of this is people that are hungry for money because they have an addiction to feed, and that's what they're doing. So I pulled up another article, and this one's actually from ACCA.
Yeah.
Let me hear. So the article is, HVAC theft is on the rise. And how can you say stay safe? Well, there's three points that they make about how to protect your AC unit. And One is to have, and I mean, this could be, some of this could be easy for someone to do. Some people may think, well, I'm not going to do all this because, I mean, theft in my area is not, it's not rampant. It's not on the rise. Right. But I mean, this conversation is about theft, and it's happening in some places more than others. But this is what ACCA had written. 3 points. Have a motion light around your air conditioner for surveillance. So basically, if somebody goes to steal, the motion light comes on, brightens up the whole area. I mean, most people, when that light comes on, they're getting out of there, unless they are super desperate. Create a cage and install it around the air conditioners, right? And bolt it down to something, or just have it around that unit where it's a deterrent for somebody to get through that cage to get their AC. Or install some sort of an alarm similar to a car alarm that goes off and makes a loud sound when being tampered. So that kind of brings us to the product that you wanted to just touch on briefly, was the AC guard. It's like a cage that goes around machines, and it actually looks like it actually comes with you can get it with, it can be open, or there's a mesh kind of thing that goes around.
Yeah, the mesh,
and
I'm looking at there is one cage that we have in which the mesh comes with it, but we also sell the steel mesh separately for our universal cages. So we have two sizes of universal cages, adjustable in width, adjustable in height, and they all come with a lock and of course a key for that lock. And so, yeah, you do mount it, you rock it forward and put it on there, and then the lock is at the front of the equipment.
Okay, yeah, and I'm looking at pictures, and I mean, you see some traditional type condensing units with cages, and there's also like a mini split, like a two fan, like a towered mini split with two fans, and there's one for that as well. So, I mean, it's just something that if you're in an area where you think theft, or there's a drug problem in the area and you think theft might be a thing. I mean, it's just something to think about and something to keep in the back.
It's a very inexpensive insurance, because when I drive home, I live here in Houston, and there are areas. And in those areas, when I drive by those commercial buildings, because during the night, no one's there, I see our cages around those condensing units. And I was noticing this because the buildings were first being constructed. Commercial buildings, units are installed, boom, there's a cage.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, it's something to think about for the contractors out there or homeowners out there that are looking to protect their system from theft. So, I mean, this is, for me, any product that is thought of, designed, and manufactured, it's all to solve a problem that somebody had at some point, right?
That's right.
People don't design, people don't go through the process of putting their money into designing something from scratch and having it built and then trying to manufacture it, sell it, and market it without an existing problem in the first place. So obviously whoever thought of this idea was having issues with theft or were coming across issues with theft within a certain area. And like, you know what? We got to do something about this. So, I mean, there that is.
Exactly.
But if we move to the next topic, that is refrigerant huffing, refrigerant theft.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to say to this is there was a video that went around, and if you guys are listening and you're on Instagram and Facebook and all these platforms, you may have seen this going around a few years ago, but it was it looked like a party. And it was on a boat. The boat wasn't out at sea or anything. It was on a dock, and there was a lot of maybe young 20-year-olds, maybe older teenagers, kind of partying on this boat. And there was this one girl, and she's got a tank of R22 beside her with a hose, and she's turning it on and she's huffing. And this looks like a party of. This doesn't look like kids that are down and out and poor and have no money. This looks like they're on a boat. So obviously their families have money, or whoever's running this party has a little bit of money. These people look like they're well to do. And this girl is huffing R22 out of a tank.
Yeah.
So that video went around years ago, and it was amazing to me that people were actually doing this and actually going out and finding a way to purchase a tank or steal a tank and bringing it to a party and huffing it. Just give me your thoughts on that for a minute. Like, we're not even stealing out of a unit. We're actually going out and getting a cylinder of refrigerant and huffing it straight out of the cylinder.
The stories that I have are incredible, but anywhere you go, any city you put in that city, you do a Google search for Freon, which that's a brand name, but you do Freon and huffing, and the results are about 70, 80,000. And the videos that you find are really tear at your heartstrings of, in Valencia, California, grandmother comes home, the 12-year-old daughter is laying in the yard. She was huffing. Nobody knew. Her friends didn't know she was huffing, but she huffed until she died. And so then the local news got there. This story happens everywhere. I know in Colorado and Denver, they were not going to adopt the portion of the International Mechanical Code requiring the caps. And then another girl dies from huffing. Boom, they're adopting the code. And so anywhere you go, there's these horrible stories of kids huffing, not knowing the dangers of it. So we've been quite active in getting that information out there about the dangers of huffing.
Yeah. And I want to give you a chance to speak about your product, the Novent, in a second, but I do want to talk about, because I got a teenager. I have a son that's going to be a teenager soon. And then another son that's going to be a teenager in a few years. So all of this stuff scares me, and we're always on our kids' cases about drug usage and what's going to happen when you're approached with it, and things your friends might do, and just walk away if you think something is not right. And I want to bring up some of the facts that are written online about huffing. This says signs of inhalant abuse. It doesn't necessarily say refrigerant, but it says inhalant abuse. So we're inhaling something. So, I mean, we got anxiety, excitability or irritability, spots or sores around the mouth, red or runny eyes or nose, chemical breath or odor, drunk, dazed or dizzy appearance, nausea, loss of appetite, paint or strains on body or clothing. I don't know what that means, paint or strains on body or clothing. Sudden sniffing death syndrome, whatever that is. I'd have to Google that to figure that out. Short-term memory loss, hearing loss, limb spasms. These are long-term effects starting with sudden sniffing death syndrome. Permanent brain damage, bone marrow damage, liver or kidney damage, possible fetal effects similar to alcohol syndrome. So, I mean, some major health risks to go about huffing. This is actually from your Rector Seal's page. It's just a PDF that I brought up. So maybe start with the story you told me off air about why you said a salesman from California sort of invented this. Now, you want to tell that story about why? Because we talked about there's a problem. Somebody thinks of a solution and they go and try to solve it. So tell us the story about the salesman from California that noticed an issue.
So in Southern California, a contractor installs a rooftop system for a Latter-day Saints church, an LDS church. It's expensive rooftop system. And when it comes for the next cooling season, there's no cooling. Calls the contractor. It's under warranty. Contractor goes up there, does a leak check, can't find the leak, fills it with refrigerant, doesn't charge the customer because it's under warranty. It's not until his third trip that he's there. On the second trip, he puts thread sealant on there. He tries to put some kind of a mastic on top of it. So he's thinking, someone's getting into this, stealing my refrigerant. Didn't know about the huffing. After that third trip, and he sees empty beer cans out there, and a kid's been taken to the hospital. He had been working on an idea, took it to a machinist, and then it was on its way. But the whole point is the customer was very upset. So there's a need. Nothing wrong with the equipment. He's charging the equipment with refrigerant that he can't charge the customer. So it's his investment going into it. And that is what started the whole process. And the stories that I have in Fort Smith, Colorado, everywhere is the fact that it took three visits for a contractor in Colorado. It was a contractor. After that third visit, can't find the leak. He's upset. The cost of going to the job site is probably $100 or more now, just his cost of going out there and checking for a leak, his time, recharging it, his refrigerant, not charging the customer. But when the homeowner sees, after he leaves that third time and sees a kid coming with a black plastic bag outside the kitchen window, she called the contractor. Now that contractor is aware of why it was losing refrigerant. And that story has happened everywhere across the country, where it takes two or three visits every time before they realize they need to secure that refrigerant.
Okay. So how does the no vent system work? What is it? Is it a one piece, two piece? Is there a special key? Like how does it work?
That's right. So there is a special key. There is a locking mechanism built into a cap. So when this is put on, with the help of the tool that's built only for this device, otherwise it just spins. Here, let me show you a close-up. Here we have a Schrader valve.
Yep.
Here we have the no-vent locking cap. To put this on, you have to have the key. You hold the cap in place. You turn the key. Now we have a device that's going to lock into place. Oh, I am so sorry. Hope we can edit that out.
Yeah, we will.
Here we have a device. The cap will now go on here with the help of the key. Here's threads that are common on a Schrader valve. Goes on with the help of the key. Once it's in place, it just spins. So there's no way to take this off unless you have this key to unlock.
You're outside of the, come back into the camera view a little bit. Back there, right there.
Now it's locked in place and it just spins. So this is the deterrent. You have to have this special tool to go in here. You hold the cap in place. It starts to unlock. Unlock it. Now they have access to the refrigerant. The contractor has access to the refrigerant. So this was the first product of its kind to have a special tool or key only for this cap.
Okay. So, I mean, contractors, a lot of contractors, when I talk online, depending on what it is, a lot of them are like, yeah, that's a cool tool. That's a cool product. I'd like to try that. Some are like, yeah, there's another expense. So
yeah,
what is the cost of something like that?
The cost to the contractor is going to be less than $11-$12.
Okay. So on an install that's 10 grand or something, that's negligible.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah. And contractors have been charging, the average that we saw is $40 to $45 per install. And of course, we provide them a nice free brochure that talks about inhalant abuse. And this is what we're putting on. And they stress the inhalant abuse more than it's in the code. They should say it's in the code, but they should also consider the fact that if they're not going to use it as an upsell for the job, then use it to protect the investment contractor that you have in that equipment.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you buy a set, does it come in? Can you buy a box of these, or you buy them in two? Yeah. Like how's it?
So we have it as a 2-pack. We have it as a 10-pack, 50, and then of course a 100-pack. We have a starter pack that will come with some caps and a key that comes with it. Put this on your keychain so it's easily accessible to them, or they keep it with them.
Now, can we order a bunch? Can we order like a whole whack of keys just so everybody's got one on their keychain, and then there's a bunch at the office just in case somebody loses their keys or something like that?
Yeah, within the field, our regional sales managers have taken upon themselves to say, you know, you've purchased this, I'm going to give you a handful. But yes, we do have those available to sell separately, just the key by itself.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if your sales team is going out and giving people a handful of keys, I think that's a good thing. I mean, it's good sort of customer back relationship back and forth. You're buying our product here. Here's a bunch of free keys. I get it. So, I mean, the huffing thing, yeah, that putting that on is definitely a deterrent. And like you said, it's code in a lot. Like, is it code around the entire? Because I've never heard of it being code here in Canada where I am. There could be a code somewhere that I've never read, but I've never heard of it actually being a code, and I've never actually come across a locking cap in Canada that I've had to remove. So that tells me that it's not being enforced in any sort of way around here. But is it being enforced in some states in the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay.
The states, it's in their international mechanical code, and it's up to this. It started in 2009 and then updated 2015. Now it's up to each jurisdiction. Like I was saying about Denver, they saw it was in the code. It's up to the jurisdiction to adopt that portion of the code and then notify business in the area that we've adopted this code. We're going to give you some time to start enforcing that or installing your equipment and start using these locking refrigerant. It's called tamper resistant caps in the code.
Okay, cool. All right. Is there anything else you want to throw in about unit theft, refrigerant theft before we head out, Jerry?
No, I mean, like you said, it's always going to be a drug problem when it comes to the refrigerant, obviously, but also with the equipment. But something to think about, that it's 1 in 4 students before they reach the 8th grade have intentionally abused an inhalant. So we're talking about the kids getting involved in this. In 2007, the inhalants were most frequently abused by children under the age of 12 or 13.
So. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, okay. Well, I guess we got to head out on a low note because it is what it is. This is a thing. It's actually happening. We need to come up with ways to deter, but deeper than that, coming up with ways to deter, yes, that is fantastic. But deeper than that, we need to come up with ways to get these kids some help. The parents may not be involved in helping. Maybe that's why these kids have these issues, is because their parents are not being parents. So community groups, outreach programs, all that kind of stuff is needed. And as the population is so massive, I understand it's hard to reach everybody, but I mean, what do we do? And this is not for this podcast conversation. We're not going to solve this here in this conversation, but it's something that needs to be looked at from a high level. Anyway, Jerry, thank you very much, man, for your time and getting on here with me today.
You're welcome. I appreciate you having me again.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Follow HVAC Know-It-All on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, and anywhere else Gary feels like popping up. This has been a Two Smokes and a Coffee production.